Have you ever found yourself asking, how am I going to get past this when dealing with a trial in your life or a situation that you didn't expect? It could be something with your family or something with your health or something in the day-to-day because we're living in this quarantine life. Then you may wonder, what does this mean for my children? How are we being intentional about addressing strength and trust and bravery? How do we exemplify endurance and perseverance and these things that we admire in other people and that maybe we don't see in ourselves and we want to see in ourselves? But of course, not only for ourselves, but we want to see that trait, those traits in our children as well. So stay tuned, listeners, as we talk about pushing past XYZ and encouraging endurance in ourselves and our children. Okay, so before I get started, I just want to say how part of my idea of endurance is, what I'm working on rather, is how to not feel sorry for myself. I feel like that's something I've struggled with my whole life. It's kind of like, why did this happen to me, or why do I have to deal with this? It's so unfair. And I see myself still like that, even well into my adulthood. And whenever I hear about somebody feeling sorry for themselves, or just how feeling sorry for yourself is looked at as a negative thing, I always reflect on myself and how I am like that and how I react to certain things and how I really don't want that in Emmeline. I really don't want that in her or any of my children. I don't want that victim mentality or that I'm going to feel sorry for myself sob story kind of trait to carry on. So I don't like it in myself, I don't like it in others, and I don't want to see it in my children. So that basically is kind of what prompted this post. So I'm going to be talking a little bit of some of the things I've had to endure throughout my life, but I don't want to spend too much time on talking about those things because then I feel like then it's going to turn into the sob story. So anyway, it's just basically this episode is, how do we, like I said in the intro, like how do we push past XYZ, so whatever situation you're dealing with, and how do we encourage endurance? And because I think it's such an important trait. All right, and hello everyone. Today's episode is going to be a little off the cuff, kind of just one of those recordings I wanted to do without any real notes, just a few points that I want to talk about. Again, I'm here with Emmeline, so you will be hearing her in the background. So today's episode title is Pushing Past the Fear of XYZ. So XYZ, you know, fill in the blank of whatever it is that you're afraid of. So what I mean by pushing past the fear is, for example, there are things that I'm afraid of happening, and I had to decide, am I going to push past that fear? I'll get more into detail about that later. Am I going to push past that fear and take this risk, enjoy that this time doing this thing, or not? Am I going to let the fear keep me from doing this activity and then miss out on potentially good learning experiences for myself or for my daughter? So that's just a decision I had to make. So that takes some courage as well. But it's when that courage is dampened by these negative thoughts, especially if something happens that puts me in a bad spot, a bad place, thinking certain things about myself or my capabilities. That's one part. And then another part has to do pushing past the fear emotionally, I guess. So that fear of rejection or criticism. So I'm basically going to be talking about the literal fear of the danger, and then the fear of being vulnerable, you know, because I have to be vulnerable here on this podcast. So I recently heard a story from a friend about something that happened with one of her colleagues during a meeting. And in this situation, I would have probably, so if I experienced what she experienced, I would have probably shut down. I probably would have cowered in a corner. I probably would have cried later and would not have stopped thinking about that particular incident for the rest of the day, and probably the next day and the next day. And so whenever I am faced with stories from other people and I think about how I would react in that situation, it kind of makes me not want to react that way. I want to be stronger than that. So let's go into that fear of failure. That fear of failure really, of course, hit when I was in college. So, you know, when you're in college, you're around a bunch of other people who have the same goal as you to get a certain place in life. And in a way, you're kind of competing against each other in a weird way. And so there's always that thought, at least in my head, there was always that thought, how am I going to be better than that person? And it's like a terrible thought, but nevertheless, that's what happened in my head. How am I going to top what this other person is doing, especially when that person is like 3 years younger than me and yet they're at the same kind of level in terms of graduation and going out to the real world. So that was always something hovering in my head. I hated comparing myself to other people, but that's what happened all the time. So there's undergrad. I had a fear of failure in undergrad, right? But I managed to graduate. Then I pretty much went straight into my master's at a different university. And that was a real struggle. I'm not going to go into a sob story about it. It was really difficult for me. Basically, I ended up dropping out after the first quarter because I felt like a failure. There was a class that I was really, really, really struggling with that I expected to be much better at. And because I wasn't better at it, I felt like I didn't know what I was doing. So yeah, that basically made me feel like a failure. I just couldn't get moved forward, so I ended up dropping out. So if I think back to it, what would I have done if I would have persevered? There's always that speculation. So it's not really the point, like, what if, what if, what if. It's more of like enduring through the hard times in order to get to that goal. So there's that fear of failure. So now in another area of fear is that fear of rejection and fear of criticism. So again, a personal experience was when I got an internship. It's always scary starting something new. It's always scary during the job interviews. It's always scary wondering if they're going to hire you. And then once you are hired, if you're going to perform to their expectations. So this particular internship that I had gotten, I didn't know how they were going to like me because, I don't know, everybody in that building, in the office, was so uptight. There was a period in time where my director had criticized me quite fiercely for something that I had done. Actually, a couple things I had done. She was really mean about it. She basically said that I didn't know what I was doing. So I don't know how I managed to finish the rest of my shift that day, but thank God I did. But it's those things that are supposed to toughen your skin, but I don't think it did. I'm still afraid of those things happening. I still feel like I had mentioned before, that I would go hide in a corner and cry. And I don't want to do that. Like, because I know how I feel when those things happen, I don't want them to happen again. But then, I don't know, someone's going to tell me, well, they should happen again because that's how you build tougher skin. And I know I need tougher skin. I know it. Okay. So anyway, that wasn't a fun experience for me with the internship. And then once I got a full-time job, like a real job, doing what I thought I was going to do for the rest of my life as my career, I tried to approach this job differently. I tried to be more confident. That confidence ended up kind of shattering because after a few months of that job, they ended up letting me go. So that was a real blow to my confidence, and that really made me question, what am I doing? Is this really where I'm supposed to be in my life? Is this the career path that God really wants me to go on? Do I have to just keep going? Do I need to find something new? Like, these are these questions that I was having in my head. Even prior to them letting me go, but then definitely once they did let me go, I was like, okay, now I really don't know what I'm going to do with my life. Phew, and we haven't even talked yet about pushing through or pushing past the fear of danger for your kids and the things that are out there that the bad things you don't want happening to them. Or when I hear about tragedies, that make me not want to go anywhere because I'm thinking of that particular tragedy happening to me or my child or my husband or my family. So I feel like staying at home, I'm avoiding the potential. And then I had said earlier that there was an experience where I had to make a decision. With the stay-at-home order, safer-at-home, shelter-in-place that we're all going through lately, I haven't been able to take Emmaline out to the parks or to the library or to any fun activities that she was doing outside of the home. So we've been enjoying our time in the backyard. Thankfully, we have enough play space that she's able to be outside still. Well, that was a little bit tarnished because I had found a black widow in one of the areas that we play around a lot. So after I dealt with the black widow, I was like, okay, this is what I'm afraid of. This is what I knew could potentially be out here. And I didn't want to go out there anymore. I didn't want to go out there for the rest of the day. I didn't want to go out there the day after. But then that night, I ended up having a conversation with some other moms. And one of the things that was brought up was how to take risks. So the right kind of risks that will help you grow spiritually. And pushing past those things, those fear of dangers and tragedies, is taking a risk, right? And that risk is, I just have to trust God with my life. Whatever is going to happen, it's what's going to happen. And I want to look at things like that more, and I know that I don't. So that is something I'm working on, because I want Emmaline to be able to ask herself the same questions or think the same way. Like, hey, I know that there's these dangers, there are these risks, but I trust God, and I'm going to trust that He's leading me. I'm going to continue to live my life. I'm going to continue to do things, look to Him, ask Him for help, trust that He has my best interest, and whatever happens is what happens. And so I want that for myself. I want that for my husband. We both want that for her. And those are the important traits that are really valuable as a young child, and then as a young adult, and then eventually as an adult where she'll be on her own. And then just thinking about all the examples of endurance in the Bible. I mean, starting with Genesis. Yes, Adam and Eve made this really, really detrimental decision, but they kept going. Once they recognized the mistake, once they realized that they had fallen and now mankind was going to deal with the repercussions, they still kept going with their future, with the future children that they had and with their life. Like, they could have given up, but they didn't. They knew that God had His promise and they held on to that. And then you have Moses and David and Daniel. And ultimately we have Jesus, right? We are Jesus' disciples. He was the ultimate example. He is who we have to look to gain the discipline, right? Discipleship that we desire is by looking to Him and His example and His endurance and His reliance on God and His everything that He was, that we can look to and look up and turn our eyes upon. And all these people, all the stories in the Bible, everything has to do with endurance. And sometimes it's easy for me to forget that they've all gone through something. And even though David, for example, was tormented in his soul, like, he wrote these wonderful psalms that we have to read whenever we are dealing with fear or danger, or we are having a hard time trusting God. And these things are written there for a reason. And I have to remember that, and I really have to read whatever it is that's going to encourage me that moment or that day, and then continue to live life, because it's easy for me to keep thinking about the what if and what if and what if and forget about what God has written in His Word. And so this is definitely a challenge. It's such a challenge for me, especially because I'm also now going through some health issues, and a part of me wants to sink down underneath the bed and think, well, how am I going to get past this now? And what if this happens because of this? And what if that happens because of that? What if I'm not able to do this because of this health issue? So this is a very real struggle, a very real battle, a very real decision I have to be intentional about, especially since now I have my little child, my little girl, who's looking up to me and watching me, and I want to be a good example for her. So what does this look like for you, friends, other parents? How do you grow in endurance? What does this look like, and how is it done, and how do you practice growing endurance and being that example for your children, right? How do we pass on this tough skin and this endurance and perseverance and keeping your head up and keeping yourself going and not feeling sorry for yourself? Like, what does that look like? How do you practice that on a practical level? I want to know these things. I want to hear your story. So if you find it in your heart to send me a message, please do so. I love hearing other stories. I love hearing how other parents do things. So thanks again, friends, for listening. Stay blessed. See you next time.